Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, sports fans, and welcome to the second game of a doubleheader here on Women's Football Talk. And I am coming to you live from Seattle here in Washington State, where the Seattle Majestics are getting ready right now to take on the Sacramento Sirens. And they're just finishing up the introduction. This is the home opener for the Seattle Majestics. The Majestics went down to California last week and unfortunately suffered their first regular season loss in over 3 years as they were beaten by the Quakes 50-14. So the Seattle Majestics will look to get back on the right track, and they're going to have a tough opponent tonight with the three-time women's national champion, the Sacramento Sirens, in town. So the Sirens actually are on against the Majestics, are on a four-game losing streak, and I can bet that they're going to be looking to change that tonight. So we will see if Seattle can get back to 500 or if Sacramento can break that losing streak against the Majestics. So we are just about ready to get set here. And right now that they're finishing up the introductions, we're going to have the flag ceremony, and then very shortly, the opening kickoff. So it'll be just a few moments, and I'm going to take a break here for about 2 minutes, and then we can go ahead and get started with the Sacramento Sirens against the Seattle Majestics. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
And we're back, sports fans. Right now, the second Sirens are getting ready to kick off, and they will be moving from my left to my right. They will be kicking off to the Seattle Majestics, who are wearing their home black and red uniforms, and the Sirens with their away white with the flashy gold helmets there. And we're just about ready to get underway, so here we go. Number 21, Jennifer Bloom, back to kick for the Sirens. Here she is, and the kick is away. It's good, and a nice long ball down at the 20-yard line, number 19 for the Majestics. With the ball, she spins out to about the 35 before she's tackled by a team of Sirens led by number 78, Jenny Kramer. So that was number 19, Jackie McCall, with the carry, or with the kick return for the Majestics. So now number 10, Michael Volk, will bring her team out, and the Majestics will start on offense. So let's see what they call. They break the huddle. And it actually looks like we're going to have a little bit of a changeup. Rachel Gore, number 3, is in at quarterback. A very versatile and mobile player. Let's see what she can do. She takes a snap from the shotgun, fakes the handoff to Camille Head, and she's out around the left side, and she gets a few yards, probably about two or three, before she is gang tackled by a team of Sirens. So that'll bring up, it looks like, about 2nd and 7. And it looks like Rachel Gore is going to head for the bench, and so now they're going to bring in, actually, she's going to stay out. There was some discussion, and now she's going to head back out to the huddle and see what they can cook up here on 2nd down. They break the huddle now, and the Majestics come out. They're playing against a four-woman front for the Sirens. And now it looks like they're bringing in an extra attacker. This may be a blitz from the shotgun again. Rachel Gore this time to the right side. She's got an opening before she's tripped up by number 24, Denise Brown Warren, and the Sirens bring her down after a gain of about 4. So let's see. The ball is sitting at the Majestics. They've got it spotted at the 42, and so that'll bring up 3rd and about, looks like, 3 yards. So here they go again. The Majestics stay in the shotgun. They've got a bunch set out to the right. And now Rachel Gore puts Camille Head in motion. Another fake handoff. She keeps it. And she is tripped up almost right away by number 99, Nadine Vela, for the Sirens. So the Majestics fail to convert on 3rd down. And now we'll see if they're going to try and make something happen, or if they're going to punt it away here on 4th down. So there's some substitutions, and we'll see. It doesn't look like they brought in a punter yet, so the Majestics may have a trick up their sleeve, but we'll see. The Sirens are back with one person deep to receive the kick, and we're waiting for the Majestics now to see what they're going to do. All right, so now they do drop back to punt. And let's see here, the motion from the line, everybody's jockeying for position, the snap is away, and the kick is up, and it looks like it's going to be fielded at the 25 by Julie Shockley. She's got some space out at the 40, she's out of midfield, and then she is tackled. It's a couple of Majestics got in, and we're able to bring her down at midfield. That includes number 82 for the Majestics. That would be Jasmine, Jazzy Areola. So she led the tackle, and it's going to be 1st down and 10 for the Sacramento Sirens right at midfield. And it looks like now we've got a flag, a little bit of a late flag, and it looks like it was a block in the back, so that might have given given the runner some extra daylight. So it looks like there's some discussion. They're going to be pushing this back, so we'll see where this takes them. All right, so they're marching off the yardage. It's going to be all the way back, the penalty at the 35. So that's going to take about 15 yards away and nullify an otherwise really good return there by Julie Shockley. Oh, and then they're going to put on the penalty yard. So let's see here. It looks like they keep moving them back. And so that's going to be at the 25. So now the Sirens, instead of a first down at midfield, they're going to be at first and 10 from their own 25. Now let's see what we've got going here. The Sirens are led by quarterback number 2, Chantel Powers, right under center. She's going to hand off to number 6, Jenny Ann Kwan. And Jenny Kwan, always a big, powerful running back. She gets about 4 yards and brings it out to the 29. So it's going to be 2nd and 6 here for the Sirens. It'll be interesting to see. The Majestics are a pretty young team. They lost most of their linebacking core in the offseason. So it'll be interesting to see how some of these young rookies are going to be able to handle Jenny Kwan. Now there's another snap, a handoff right up the middle, and it looks like number 22, that would be Ashley Sharp. She is going to have a whole bunch of yardage. She's all the way down to Majestic's 19. So finally caught up by Steph Nelson for the Majestics, caught up and saved a touchdown, but not before Ashley Sharp could gouge them for about a 50, 60-yard run there. And now the Sirens are going to come out again, 1st and 10, right at the 20. And they've got Chantel Powers again under center. And it looks like now we may have an injury for the Majestic, so they're going to have an injury substitution here, so it'll be just a moment. The teams go back into their huddles, get ready to go. Rachel Gore, not only the quarterback for the Majestic, she's also leading the team on defense. We'll see what she can cook up here. They've got Jenny Kwan in the backfield for the Sirens, and it's a fake to her. They're going to try and take it around to number 27, Julie Shockley, but she stumbles and is hit right at the line of scrimmage by number 65 for the Majestics. That would be Zara Gaeta for the Majestics. So no gain on the play. It's going to remain 2nd down. And now they come out. They've got Brittany Ramos out wide, and the rest of the team now breaks the huddle. Again, Chantel Powers under center, Jenny Kwan in the backfield. And they take the handoff to Jenny Kwan. They're going to have number 27, Julie Shockley, out wide. She's going to break into the end zone for a touchdown. So they faked the handoff to Jenny Kwan and then just threw it over the Majestic's heads there to Julie Shockley. But it looks like there is a flag on the play. So let's see what happens here. The flag was earlier in the it's in the backfield, so this may indicate some struggles on the offensive line. So let's see what the call is. Okay, it looks like it is going to be against the Sirens. They're marching it back. And, yep, it does look like it was illegal use of hands, and so they're going to mark it back. And so it's going to bring up, it looks like 2nd and 15 now. And so now the Sirens with Chantel Powers come to the line. Here's their next play, and it looks like it's a run with Jenny Kwan off the right side. She rumbles for about 10 yards, so she's going to come up a little shy of the 1st down, but a good run on that right side by the big, strong running back for the Sirens there. Jenny Kwan, always a handful. And that's going to put it at about 3rd and 5. And so here come the Sirens in the red zone for the first time today, trying to make up for that mistake that cost them a touchdown earlier. They're going to give it again to Julie Shockley, And she is around for a first down. She's tackled by a gang of Majestics at about the 6-yard line. So the Sirens continue to keep it on the ground, and they continue to have success. They're about 6 yards now for pay dirt, and they've got first and goal. The hometown Seattle crowd chanting for the defense, hoping that the Majestics can make a stand and keep the Sirens off the board. Let's see what happens here. So first and goal, and Chantel Powers under center. She's going to give it to Jenny Kwan, and Jenny Kwan is going to steamroll her way. It looks like touchdown. So Sacramento will not be denied. They keep it on the ground, and Jenny Kwan pounds it in. But it does look like there is a Sacramento player down. So a bit of a bittersweet success there for the Sirens. Now she's being helped up by her team. I can't see exactly who it is. It looks like someone from the offensive line. But she is walking off the field on her own power. So maybe just a little shaken up. And the Sirens now will attempt the extra point to make it a 7-0 ball game. Right now we're looking about 9 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first quarter. And here is the snap. The kick is away, and it's good. So it's going to be 7-0, Sacramento. And Sacramento is going to be trying to look to build on that lead, obviously. And we'll see if Rachel Gore and the Majestic offense can answer. So the Sirens had a lot of success on the ground, especially with that one long run that they have that brought them all the way from their own 30 to the inside the Majestics 20. Yeah. And they just look to have a lot of success with that running game. We'll see if the Majestics can come up with an answer. Right now, the Sirens are going to kick off. And back to receive for the Majestics, number 80, Camille Head, and number 19, Jackie McCall. So Jennifer Bloom will kick once again for the Sirens. And here she goes. The kick is up, it's away, it's a little squib, and it's going to bounce, but Camille Head is going to have some trouble. Bobblehead, she's at the 8 now, hasn't recovered, but she is just beset by Sacramento Sirens. And so it looks like the Majestics are going to be deep in their own end zone, deep in their own half. They're going to be at the 8-yard line. Number 84, Melissa Durillo, for the Sirens, led the charge, but there were about 4 Sirens players right there after Camille finally regained control of the ball. So not an ideal way to start that drive. The Majestics pinned down deep. We'll see if they can come up with something here. All right, so the Majestics now with Michael Volk under center, and she's got one out wide on either side. They're going to keep it on the ground, though, and that is Rachel Gore up the center, and she's going to have about 5 or 6 yards. So it's going to be 2nd and 4, and the Majestics working it out of their deep of their own half there. Now there's some last-second substitutions, and clock continues to run down to about 8 minutes now. The Majestics still in the huddle, going over the game plan. And now they've got Crystal Brown and Adrian Wilson out wide. Excuse me, not Adrian Wilson, Beth Carroll. And they fake the handoff, and Michael Volk is going to keep it. And it's going to be a first down for the Majestics. So she gets about 5 or 6 yards. And it's enough for the first down. There's a lot of misdirection on that last play. The Majestics trying to keep the Sirens guessing. The Sirens have been keeping a lot of people in the box and playing single coverage out on the wideouts, just kind of daring Seattle to throw at them. So we'll see if Seattle can exploit that. Now they've got Crystal Air Force Anderson in the backfield, Michael Volk under center. And it's going to be a gift to Camille Head, but she is wrapped up right away by the Sirens. That's going to be number 91, Kimberly Bradshaw for the Sirens. Matter right at the line of scrimmage. But it does look like there is a flag, so we'll see what the call is. Okay, and it looks like there's still some discussion going on. And no, it looks like they've waved that off. So I don't know if it fell out or if there was some, after some conference, they decided against it. But there is no penalty. It's going to be first down and 10 at the 20-yard line for the Majestics. And now it's a pitch out wide to Crystal Sanderson, but she is wrapped up behind the line, and that's going to be number 20, Amy Williams, for the Sirens, who was on it right away and wrapped her up immediately. So that actually might have lost them a yard or two. And, yeah, it looks like it's going to be back at the Majestics 18. So all right, so now the Majestics come out, and they have about 12 yards to go for a first down. And Michael Volk drops back to pass. She's looking down the line for number 8, and unfortunately she just overthrew her. So, Beth Carroll and Michael Volk could not hook up. The pass ball is incomplete, and that actually was third down. So now deep in their own end zone, fourth down and 12, it looks like they're going to go ahead and punt this away. So the Sirens now get ready. They've got one person back at midfield and another at the Majestics 40. The last Majestics punt was only about 20 yards, so we'll see if they can improve off of that last one. The Majestics break the huddle now, and let's see what happens here. The snap is away, the kick is off, and it's going to be, again, about a 20-yard kick. Fielded by number 22 for the Sirens, Ashley Sharp. She's around the side, breaks the tackle, and she's in the end zone. So she fields the ball at the 40. Moves over to her left and makes a couple of good moves, shakes a couple of tackles, and just like that, the Sirens are on the board again. So with just about 6.5 minutes remaining, the Sirens have already been in the end zone twice, and they're lining up for the point after to make it 14-0. All right, here's the kick. It's away, and it's going to be good. So the Sirens make it 2-for-2, and they lead the Majestics now 14-0. So just like that, it just goes to show you how quickly this Sirens team can strike. And the Majestics, usually a pretty sure-tackling team, seem to be having some, I don't know if it's rookie jitters or growing pains, but this is definitely a different Majestics team than we've seen in the past. So the Majestics will come out now, and they've got, it looks like Crystal Brown, and it looks like also number 19, Jackie McCall, back to receive the kick. So the Sirens, leading 14-0, will be kicking off here in just a moment. There's some chatter on the Majestic sidelines. Everybody's trying to keep their spirits up and make sure that this team doesn't get down on themselves. It's still early in the game. So here's the kick, and it's a little squib kick again. It's going to be, it looks like there's some confusion between number 82 and number 19 for the Majestics, but it does look like Jackie McCall was able to recover the ball for the Majestics. There was the ball hit at about the 25 and then bounced, took a Sacramento bounce back towards the Majestics 30, and neither Jackie McCall nor her other Majestics teammate were able to go ahead and drop on the ball immediately. But Jackie McCall was able to squeeze in there. So the Majestics are going to have the ball. It's going to be first and 10 at the 30-yard line. So Michael Bolt is in at quarterback again. Let's see if she can get something going here, as the Majestics are definitely itching to answer those two Sacramento touchdowns. Michael Volk under center. She's got Crystal Sanderson back. Oh, it looks like there was some confusion on the exchange between the center and the quarterback, and the ball was fall. Michael Volk had to fall on the ball, and it looks like in the confusion she was a little shaken up, but she's a little slow getting up. So the Majestics again managed to maintain possession, but it's again a case of some jitters and some mistakes that are really biting the Majestics. So it's going to be second and 11, and Michael Volk will remain in the game at quarterback for the Majestics. And now the Majestics break the huddle, and Michael Volk with an empty backfield. She's got two to her left, one to her right, and it looks like Crystal Air Force Sanderson with the quick pickup there. She went basically right up the right side, and it looks like she got about 4 yards. So a quick little pitch there from Michael Volk to Crystal Sanderson. All right, so this brings up a crucial third down. The Majestics still in their own half. Don't want to give the ball up yet. Michael Volk under center. She's got Camille Head in motion. Here's the snap. And she fakes the handoff to Camille Head, gives it to Crystal Sanderson. But she is stacked up pretty much right away. About three or four of the Sirens, led by number 59, Lil Gerald, met her right about as she crossed line of scrimmage. And the Majestics are going to be looking at fourth down once again. So three up, three down. The Sacramento Sirens right now are keeping the Majestics under control. And now the Majestics break the huddle. It's going to be number 29 punting, and that is going to be Josie Winkle. So we'll see if she can get a good foot on it here this time. A high snap, and she brings it down. Here's the kick. It's up in the air, and number 22 for the Sirens fields it at the 40, and she is tackled almost right away by number 82 for the Majestics. That would be Jazzy Areola. So tackled right away, and they're going to have the Sacramento Sirens are going to have the ball right about the 40. Okay, and it looks like actually there was some discussion, and originally the kick, the referee had signaled for the fair catch. So it doesn't look like there's any flags of discussion, but they've got the ball right at the 39. The Sirens do, and Chantel Powers under center, Jenny Kwan in the backfield. They face the Jenny Kwan. They're going to give it around the left side to number 22, Ashley Sharp, and she is out to about midfield before finally being dragged down by number 19, Jackie McCall. So a good pickup. That's going to be a first down, and the Sacramento Sirens are right at midfield. And here come the Sirens again. Doesn't look like they're really changing any of the personnel, because what they've got seems to be working. So now there is the handoff, this time to number 27, Julie Shockley, and she drags a few Majestics with her and picks up another first down, a run of about 16 yards, and the Sirens are just having all sorts of success moving it wherever they want to on the ground. So it's going to be, again, at the 33-yard line of Seattle, and the Sirens are once again driving. They've got a first down. Here's the handoff they give to Julie Kwan. She bounces off one tackler and is finally brought down by number 50, S.A. Tessa Basara, but not before she picks up about another 8 yards. So it's going to be 2nd and 2. And the Sirens will continue to just keep driving. They're looking to score a third touchdown here before we end this first quarter. There's still about 3 minutes left, so we'll see what they can do. And Chantel Powers around the side. She's going to hand off to number 22, Ashley Sharp, around. And she is still on her feet until she's finally brought down at the, looks like the 16-yard line. And so the Sirens having some success with the end around there. Number 22, Ashley Sharp, took it and picked up another Sirens first down. So the clock continues to run, and the Sirens continue to just eat up yardage and are looking to add to their score. So now they're coming out with Chantel Powers again under center. She's got some movement. They're going to fake the handoff to Jenny Kwan, but she actually throws the lead block. But Rachel Gore knifes in there and is able to wrap up Ashley Sharp, the ball carrier, a pickup of about 2 yards. So it's going to be at the 14 of the Majestics. That's going to bring up 2nd and 8. And the Majestics right now are playing a five-person front. But they're going to have to see if they can do something, put more people in the box to do something to stop this running attack. So here's Chantel Powers again. And she is going to give it to Jenny Kwan, who's going to go right up the middle. But she is dragged down after about 3 yards by number 20 for the Majestics. That would be Jessica Hanna. So they pick it up there at the 10-yard line right now. It's 3rd and 4. The Majestics looking to make a big stop here and hopefully only limit the Sirens to maybe 3 points. They're coming out now with about 1.5 minutes left in the quarter. And here is the snap. She's going to give another end around, this time to number 27, Julie Shockley, but she picks up about 3 yards, 2 or 3 yards. And it'll be interesting to see where they mark this, if they pick up the first down or not. And the clock continues to run. They're going to say, they're going to come in an official's timeout so they can go ahead and bring in the sticks to measure it. So the ball is just about the 7-yard line of the Majestics, and we'll see just how close it is here as they're bringing out the sticks. So the weather today has been great, football weather. It's been nice and clear skies. The sun is now starting to set, so it's starting to throw some shadows across the field. It is in the shade down there at the end where the game is being played right now. So the Sirens and the Majestics with the sun at their the Sirens with the sun at their backs. And it looks like it is just a little bit short. So it is going to be 4th down and about 0.5 yards. We'll see what Sacramento decides to do here. So it's going to be 4th and 1. The ball at about the 7-yard line of the Majestics. Now the crowd trying to rally their Seattle team and try and see if they can the Majestics can make a stop here and hold them, as it looks like Sacramento is going to go for it. Chantel Powers right now in the huddle, given the directions. And now the Majestics defense trying to get the crowd pumped up, trying to get people energized, and trying to make something happen here, see if they can deny Sacramento a third trip to the end zone in this quarter. And so now they've got about... they break the huddle now. Chantel Powers under center. Jenny Kwan backfield. And they're going to give it right to Jenny Kwan. She's around the side, but she is met at about the 2-yard line, wrapped up. The Majestics were led by Jackie McCall, but there was about 3 or 4 of them. and they stood Jackie Kwan up and denied her the end zone, but she does get the first down. So we'll see what happens here. The Majestics making some substitutions. And the Sacramento Sirens doing the same. So now they've brought in the personnel they want. The Sirens break the huddle. They're going to have Jenny Kwan in the backfield. And they've got a couple of players on either side for the end around. They're going to give it to number 27. And that's going to be another touchdown for the Sirens, as number 27, Julie Shockley, came in on the left side and took it in the end zone. So now at the end, and that was the last play of the first quarter, at the end of the first quarter, the Sacramento Sirens are all over the Majestics. It's 20-0, and they're going to try for the point after to make it 21. That's up and good. So your score at the end of the first quarter, the visiting Sacramento Sirens, 21, and the Seattle Majestics, nothing. So we're going to take about a 30-second break here, and then we'll return with the Sirens and the Majestics. And we're back, sports fans, and the Sacramento Sirens are going to be kicking off here to begin the second quarter. The Majestics now, this time with the sun at their backs, and we'll see if that gives them any help. They need all the help they can get right now, down 21-0. So here's the kick, and it's going to be fielded by Jackie McCall at the 20. She spins around towards center field. And she is going to be brought down at the 30-yard line. So the Majestics, it looks like they're actually going to mark it at the, right at the 30. And so the Majestics will come out with a 1st and 10, try and put something together. So far, they have really not had any success, either passing or running. Sacramento just seems to be in all the right places and making all the right plays, and the Majestics are not doing themselves any favors with some early mistakes. But we've still got three quarters to play, and if there's one thing you can say about the Majestics, they've definitely got heart. So the Majestics will try and make something happen here. And it looks like there was offsides on Sacramento, so that's going to move the Majestics ahead just a little bit. It's going to be actually out of the 35, so 1st and 10 following the offsides on the kickoff by Sacramento, 1st and 10 at Seattle's own 35. So here they come out, and they are going to keep the ball, and throw is incomplete, but Camille Head was being hassled there, it looks like, a bit early. Number 80, I believe, on the Sirens, Angie Patton, with the flag. So we'll see what the call is, but it looks to be pass interference there on Angie Patton, as Camille Head was trying to make a play for the ball and was held up there about 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. So there's still some discussion, and let's see if we can get the call here. Okay, so it is going to be illegal contact on Sacramento. So they're going to mark it up from the spot of a foul, and that's going to move them across midfield. So the Majestics, for the first time, are across midfield. They're going to be in the Sacramento territory. It's going to be at the Sacramento 41, it looks like, is the new line of scrimmage. There's still some discussion here, so let's see what the officiating crew is having some conversation as to exactly where the ball should be. So, and now they've decided to go ahead and bring it back to the, looks like, the Majestics 44-yard line. So it looks like they are going to give them a first down, I believe. There's a lot of confusion here. Apologize not being able to give you all the information. Now they've got it underway. Michael Volk with a snap and a quick throw. She has it to number 33, Steph Nelson. And Steph makes the reception after about a 3-yard gain. So they're going to be at the 48-yard line. And that is going to be, that was the first down play, so that's going to bring up about 2nd and 7. The Majestics just a few yards shy of midfield, and they're working to get out of their own half for the first time this game. Michael Volk still in at quarterback. She's under center. She's got Air Force Sanderson in the backfield. Two out wide, one on either side. Here's the snap. They're going to go to the air again. And it looks like number 59 for the Sacramento Sirens, Lil Jarrell, almost came away with that ball. It was an attempted pass to Steph Nelson, but it was short. And so Lil just stepped right in there. Unfortunately, she couldn't hang on to it, but it is an incomplete pass. So that'll bring up 3rd down and 7 here for the Majestics. Here they come out of the huddle. And let's see if Michael Volk is going to keep it in the air again. Here's the snap. She is. It's a quick out to number 29 for the Majestics. That's going to be Josie Winkle, but she's wrapped up right away, and there's number 59 in there again, Mo Jarrell. And so that's not going to do it. So the Majestics will once again stay in their own half, and they'll once again have to punt it away on 4th down. And here is the Majestics breaking the huddle. And they're going to come out here. It looks like number 29, Jesse Wiggle, will again be punting for the Majestics. And the kick is up. It's almost straight up. It's going to come down right about midfield, and the Sirens are telling everybody to get away from it. It takes a Seattle bounce, so they do end up downing it at the Sacramento 40, but that was almost straight up and down, that punt, and luckily for Seattle, it took a Seattle bounce. But Sacramento will be out on the offensive end once again, and looking for another touchdown. They've had 3 possessions and 3 touchdowns. So hopefully Seattle can come up with something here to slow them down. And it's going to be the usual set with Chantel Powers under center and Jenny Kwan in the backfield. The snap is away, and it's a quick throw to number 45, Christy Melanese, but she could not hold on to it. There was actually some pressure from the Majestics front four that forced Chantel Powers to have to get rid of that a little bit quicker than maybe she would have liked, and so the pass ball is incomplete. Christy wasn't able to get her hands on that. It's going to be 2nd down and 10 at the 40-yard line for the Sirens, and they've got one out wide and two in close. There's some movement, so it looks like maybe another end around. This time they're going to give it to number 27. That's Julie Shockley, and she is darting in and out and finally brought down after about an 8-yard gain, but there is a flag at the end of the play. So it looks like S.A. Skipper-Passara and Jackie McCall for the Majestics ran on the tackle. But let's see what the flag is going to be. All right, there's still some discussion, and now we'll get the call. Okay, it looks like it's actually a dead ball personal foul on the offense, so that's going to move them back. I didn't see exactly what took place, but it looked like right as the play was ending, there was maybe some extracurricular activity there on the part of Sacramento. So now there's some substitutions for the Majestics. They bring in some defensive subs, and Chantel Powers is waiting to get the call in from the sidelines. And so now the Majestics trying to get the fans pumped up. It's going to be second, and let's see here. They're going to be all the way back, it looks like, at the 29-yard line. Okay, so now actually they're going to change the spot once again. They've decided to go with the 32-yard line. So the officiating crew working some kinks out as well. So let's see what happens now. Chantel Powers under center. And she is going to give it to Jenny Kwan, who's going to go right up the center. Oh, they try a little trickeration. They're going to flip it outside number 27. She, Jenny Kwan originally ran into a line of Majestic defenders, and then while she still kept her feet going, she just pitched it back to Julie Shockley, who was able to take it around the right to get a couple of extra yards. But nothing big, so that's still going to bring up fourth down, fourth and 15. After that big dead ball foul there on second down. So it looks like the Majestics are going to finally force the Sirens to punt. And so let's see if they can make something happen here. And the snap is up. It's almost over the head of the punter. She gets the kick away, but it's a short kick. Camille Head grabs the ball right at the 46-yard line, it looks like, of the Sirens. So it only went about 15 yards, and that was probably because that snap was so high. Number 21 for the Sirens, Jennifer Bloom, had to jump just to keep it in front of her. But she was able to go ahead, get the ball under control, get the punt away, and so the Sirens avoid what could have been a disastrous play there. But the Majestics still have the best field position of the night. They're going to be at the Sirens 47. We've got about 11 and a half minutes left here in the second quarter. Sacramento leading 21 to nothing, but the Majestics are trying to put some points on the board here. They're going to hand off to Crystal Sanderson, and she is going to be tackled right away by number 56, Michelle Machado. And so there's no gain, but there is a flag on the play. So let's see. Let's see what happened there. That came in right as the tackle was being made. And it looks like we have a face mask on Sacramento. So that doesn't help Sacramento any. And it wipes out an otherwise great defensive play there by the Sirens. So now the Majestics will make some adjustments. The officials will march off the penalty. It's going to add 5 yards, so they're going to be looking at the ball at the 42-yard line, and it'll be first and 5. So here come the Majestics again. Sanderson in the backfield and Michael Volk under center. Now there's some motion. It's an empty backfield. Sanderson up to the left. Michael Volk lifts to throw, has number 29 wide open in the middle. She lays it back, she's at the 10, the 5, touchdown Seattle. Michael Volk managed to hook up right in the middle of the field with Josie Winkle. Josie shrugged off a tackler and took it the rest of the way into the end zone. So the Majestics on the board. It is Sacramento 21 and Seattle 6 right now. So the Majestics with a quick strike there from the arm of Michael Volk. And they're going to see if they can maybe keep this going and reverse this deficit that they found themselves in early here in this game. So the Majestics are going to come out. It looks like Rachel Gore will be holding. Crystal Brown will be kicking. And so we'll see if they can convert the extra point. That will make this a two-score game. Well, there's some movement from the Sirens early, and it looks like they blocked the kick. They got in right away and blocked the kick. They were rushing the line of scrimmage even before the kick was snapped, and they brought everybody in and were able to get a hand on the kick. So the score remains 21-6, but Seattle finally in the end zone, and they're going to be kicking off to Sacramento here in just a moment. Fans, don't forget to visit IWFLsports.com for all the latest information, scores, and goings-on around the Independent Women's Football League. And this is a clash right here between two Pacific Division foes who have seen a lot of each other. They've played each other twice over the last two seasons, and even before that, always seem to wind up with playoff implications when Seattle and Sacramento are playing. So this is early in the season, no implications yet, but these are two teams that know each other well, and neither one wants to give an inch. So Seattle now, Crystal Brown back to kick again, and Seattle will be kicking off, going from my left to the right, and the Sirens are back to receive. Here's the kick, and it's low and away, fielded at the 20 by number 22, Ashley Sharp. She gets high around the 30, the 40, she cuts back into the middle of the field. There's a flag down, but she is finally wrapped up by number 82 for the Majestics. That would be Jazzy Areola, and she's wrapped up at the 45, but let's see what happened in regards to that flag. That's over on the left side of the field where Ashley was running up the side before she turned into the center. And it looks like it's going to be a hold on Sacramento. So when she made the cut into the center of the field, it looks like there was some holding going on. So that's going to back them up from about the 45 to, we'll see where they finally spotted here. And it's actually going to be from where the foul occurred. The foul occurred at about the 43-yard line, so that's going to move them back to the 33. Excuse me. So the Sirens will take over first and 10 at their own 33. And the crowd now very loud, chanting for the defense, hoping that the Majestics can make something happen here. Jenny Kwan and Chantel Powers and team will try and say otherwise. It's a handoff to Jenny Kwan. She bounces out to the left side, shakes off one tackler, and then it's finally wrapped up by Rachel Gore and Jackie McCall. But once again, there's a flag on the play. So let's see what's going on here. It looks like it's about a 5-yard gain, and they're going to wave off the flag. So it is out at the 38-yard line of Sacramento. It'll be 2nd and 5. And so the teams continue to shout in their orders, the defense trying to make some adjustments, the offense getting set for their next play. And Chantel Powers under center. Here is the snap, and it looks like they're going to give it right up. Oh, it's a trick play. They gave it as an end around to number 27, Julie Shockley, and she is trying to shake off some tacklers. She gets the first down. Finally wrapped up at about the 48-yard line by a gang of Majestics. So they fake the handoff to Jenny Kwan and then work the end around there to Julie Shockley, and she was able to pick up some good yardage, get it out to about the 48-yard line, and pick up a Sacramento first down. Sacramento on the move once again. They actually have not passed so far in this game. They're just keeping it on the ground, and they've had success there so far, so no need to really go to the air. They are going to keep it with a close set, and it's, again, Jenny Kwan, but she is going to be wrapped up right at midfield. It looks like S.A. Sussapasara came in, and then also Jessica Hanna got her as well. So a gang tackle again, which is what's necessary to bring down a big back like Jenny Kwan. And the Majestics are trying to keep this interesting here. They're working on a 2nd and 9, and we'll try and keep up the defensive pressure on this Sirens team. So let's see here what they do. They're going to give it again to Jenny Shockley. And she is going to be, or excuse me, Julie Shockley. And she is going to be wrapped up after a gain of about 2. So Rachel Gore got in there. And even though there was a slight opening, she made sure it was closed right away. And the Majestics have the Sacramento Sirens held to a 3rd and 6. So the clock continues to run, less than 9 minutes and a half. And the Sirens just over midfield. They're at about the 48 of the Majestics. And here's the 3rd down play. They take the handoff to Jenny Kwan. Looks outside to Julie Shockley. And Julie has, it looks like, has enough for the 1st down. She's down about the 40-yard line to the Majestics before she's wrapped up by Heather Gallimore. So there they go to the air, and it works to perfection as they get another 1st down and just keep this drive going. They are about at the 40-yard line of Seattle, and they've got another 1st down to go. So here is the next play, and Julie Shockley and number 21, Jennifer Bloom, in. They lift to the air again. It's going to be Jennifer Bloom. Oh, and it's just over her head. Good coverage by the Majestics, number 8, Beth Carroll. And Chantel Powers just overthrew her target there, Jennifer Bloom. So it's going to be 2nd and 10. And it looks like there's going to be a couple of substitutions here for the Sirens. They're bringing in their, they're bringing back number 22, Ashley Sharp, and we'll see if she can, she's going to replace Jennifer Bloom. We'll see what she can add to it. And now it looks like there's a timeout on the field, so the Majestics finally take a timeout after they see some of the substitutions that Sacramento was making. So they're going to take a timeout and think about it, and we'll see what they can come up with next. So the Seattle Majestics now getting some coaching, and the great thing about the Majestics, they don't get their heads down. There's still a lot of energy on the sideline, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that Sacramento doesn't score again. So they're down 21-6 now, but there's still a lot of time left to go and a lot of fight left in both of these teams. So now the Majestics break their defensive huddle. They're out and ready for the next thing that Sacramento's going to throw at them. And the crowd, of course, loud as ever. Let's see what we can do here. So the Sirens still back in the huddle, and now the play clock will start. So Chantel Powers giving everyone the directions. Now they come out, Jenny Kwan in the backfield. They've got Julie Shockley on the side, and it looks like they're going to give it to number 22, actually an end around to Ashley Sharp, and she gets about a 10-yard pickup. She's going to be at the 30-yard line, and they're going to call that a 1st down. So Ashley Sharp with the end around, both she and Julie Shockley have been having a lot of success. They're just going to stay in that same formation. Now Julie Shockley in motion. It's going to be a fake. Nope, they do hand it off to her. She's around the right side, and she gets about 4 yards before she's wrapped up by Rachel Gore and number 20 for the Majestics, Jessica Hanna. So the Sirens working away at the field. They're down to about the 26, 27-yard line of the Majestics, 2nd and 6. Here is a fake handoff. She's going to throw it up, and it's intercepted by Camille Head. Camille at the 40, just about the 45, and it's going to be Chantel Powers who runs her out of bounds after she threw it up. Chantel had to chase her all the way from about the 20 down to the 45-yard line and finally rode Camille out of bounds. But the Majestics defense coming up with a big stop there, denying the Sirens and giving their offense something to work with here. So they're at their own 45. There's about 7.5 minutes left, and the Majestics have first and 10. So let's see if they can make something happen here. And they're going to come out of a shotgun this time with Michael Volk back in the shotgun. She looks, throws, and she intended for Rachel Gore and just overthrew Gore. Not a chance for anybody else to get that, though. So just some miscommunication, it looks like, from the Majestics once again. But a good attempt, and it'll bring up second and 10. The sun now pretty much all the way down, so the field is all shade. And that means that there's no advantage for either team. So hopefully the Majestics can make something happen here. They break the snap, or break the huddle, excuse me. And they're going to stay in the shotgun. It looks like Michael Volk back. She's got two outs either side. Here's the snap. And she is going to throw. She intends to hit number 29, and that's going to be Josie Winkle. But she just couldn't connect. It was in and out of the hands of Josie. And so, again, an incomplete pass. It's going to bring up third down. So Crystal Brown now checking into the game for the Majestics. Crystal and Adrian, wide receivers, two of the fastest wide receivers in the league. And we'll see if they can make something happen here. So once again, the Majestics out in the shotgun, and Michael Volk is going to be looking to air it out. She's got Camille head out wide, and Camille pulls it in. It's going to be a first down. She's got the ball at the Sacramento 42, and she pulled it in and made it look easy. It was tackled right away, but she does pick up the Majestics' first down. So the Majestics back into the Sirens' territory, and looking to see if they can put some more points on the board here before halftime. So the Majestics just keep throwing it, kind of a change of pace from the years in the past where they relied a lot upon the running game. It looks like right now they're not afraid to throw, and so far they've had some success. Michael Volk again in the shotgun, and she's going to fake the handoff. No, it is a handoff to Air Force Crystal Sanderson. Crystal up the left side for about 4 or 5 yards, and so that is a nice little pickup there. And a couple of Sirens in on the tackle, including number 59, Lil Jarrell, leading the charge there. So the Sirens have done a good job tonight. Every time there's a tackle, there's always two or three helmets right around the ball, and they haven't been put in a lot of situations where they're having to try and take somebody down one-on-one. So we'll see if the Majestics, in trying to open up the field here with the throwing game, are able to capitalize. Michael Volk's going back under center. She's got Crystal Sanderson in the backfield. Now Crystal goes in motion. So she's got three to the left, two to the right, an empty backfield. She's throwing, and that's going to be completed. She's going to make about a four-yard pass to number 29, Josie Winkle, out on the right side. And that's going to put the Majestics just about two or three yards short of the first down. So they're right at the 35-yard line of the Sirens, and they've got, it looks like, third and three is what they're going to call it there. So here come the Majestics once again, and the Sirens keeping, it looks like, about seven people in the box, and now the Majestics back in the shotgun. Michael Volk takes the snap, looking out wide. She's got Rachel Gore open at the 30. Gore slips the tackle at the 20 and finally taken out of bounds by number 35, Arlene Colbreth. But, again, another Majestics first down. They're going to mark it at the, it looks like actually she got all the way out to the 16-yard line. So the Majestics in the red zone, and so it's first down and 10. There's 5 minutes exactly left to go in the half, and the Majestics are still driving. So after that interception by Camille Head stalled that Sacramento drive, the Majestics have really made something happen, and they've moved it all the way down the field using pretty much just a steady diet of passing, and it's worked out very effectively. So we'll see if they continue to throw it or if they want to try and change something up. Michael Volk in the shotgun, Crystal Sanderson right to her right. And here's the snap. Michael Volk's going to keep it on the in the air. And, oh, it looks like some one of the sirens got a hand on it, tipped it up, and then caught it. I couldn't see exactly who that was, but it looks like the siren player was able to go ahead and get that interception. So it looks like number 59, once again, Lil Jarrell all over the field. She took the pass that was intended for Camille Head and tipped it up in the air, fell on her back, but then the ball came right down into her hands, and she was able to make the interception. So a pair of interceptions, and now Sacramento will have the ball at their own 7-yard line. So the Majestics turned away, and there's about 4:20 left to go in the first half. Here's Chantel Powers under center, and she is going to give to number 27, Julie Shockley, around the right side. Shockley met right away by a group of Majestics led by Beth Carroll, and she is going to pick up maybe 2 yards. So the clock continues to run. It's going to bring up second and 8, and the sirens will continue to work from deep in their own half. The Majestics have a four-person front going, and they're going to see what they can do to slow down the sirens and hopefully force another turnover. We'll see what happens. Chantel Powers under center. And here is the end-around give. It's going to be, actually, it looks like the ball is fumbled, and the Majestics recover. So that was, I can't see exactly who from the sirens. It looks like now there's some discussion by the officials. Nope. They are going to say that it was a fumble, and it was recovered by the Majestics. That's number 57 for the Majestics with the recovery, and that would be Jen Brown. So after the pair of interceptions, after the sirens and the Majestics trade interceptions, the Majestics force a fumble and come up with the ball at the 15-yard line. So they are going to start this drive in the red zone, at the Sirens 15, first and 10, about 3.5 minutes left to go. Michael Volk once again in the shotgun, Crystal Sanderson at her right. Volk looking to pass. She's got Camille Head, and Lil Jarrell just got in there, knocked the pass away. So that's an incomplete pass. Good defense there by the Sirens once again. Let's see what Seattle will do now. It's been quite a while since they've had an actual running play, and it looks like maybe the Sirens, where they were before putting about 6 or 7 people in the box, they're starting to drop back into coverage. So now the Majestics again in the shotgun, 4 out wide, and the Sirens are spread out pretty evenly. Here's the snap, Michael Volk in the shotgun, and she overshoots her target, unfortunately intended for Josie Winkle, and just off Winkle's fingertips, a little bit too high. So third down and 10, the Majestics will try and get some something together here, some positive yardage on this play here. All right, and so now the Majestics break the huddle. Again, we got shotgun formation. Crystal Brown, Rachel Gore, Camille Head, and Josie Winkle out wide. They're going to go at Gore, and Rachel Gore wrapped up right away, and it looks like that would be number 24, Denise Brown Warrens for the
Sirens. She got it after about a 3-yard gain, so it's going to be 4th and 7, and the Majestics still looking to try and add some points here before half. The ball is at about the 13-yard line, and now Crystal Brown with the Majestics coming into the game, bringing Michael Volk the next play here. It's going to be interesting to see what they can run. They've got about 16 seconds left on the play clock, so they're going to want to make sure that they get to the line and hurry if they want to get this this playoff. It's, again, going to be from the shotgun. Michael Volk. Here's the snap, and she's looking. She's got Gore in the corner. Gore tries and just can't pull it in, just off the fingertips. Very good coverage by the secondary of the Sirens. And so the Majestics come away empty-handed, 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the half, and the ball goes back over to the Sirens on downs. So Sacramento will start from their 13, and we'll see if they can do anything here before the halftime. So Sirens started off very strong, their first 3 possessions, 3 touchdowns. Since then, they've had a punt, an interception, and a fumble. And so here's the snap. They're going to give it right up the center to Jenny Kwan. And Jenny Kwan gets about 2 or 3 yards, but there looks like some extracurricular activities. And number 71 for the Sirens, it looks like, was getting into it with number 13, Heather Gallimore, for the Majestics. There's a flag thrown, but I'm not sure exactly who they're going to find at fault. Let's see what the call is. So it's going to be against Seattle. So number 13, Heather Gallimore, it's a dead ball personal foul, and that's going to give the Sirens some extra yardage there. It's the 2-minute warning right now with the score 21-6, Sacramento in the lead, and they're going to be helped out by that dead ball personal foul. So now the officials marching off the yardage, and we'll see where it finally comes to rest. So it's a 15-yarder, and it looks like that's going to put the Sirens at their own 31. So that brings them all the way out to the 31. So the Majestics will try and keep things under control and see if they can hold off the Sirens. They've held them out of the end zone for the entire second quarter. After those first 3 initial Sacramento drives that resulted in touchdowns, the Majestic defense has locked down. We'll see if they can keep it up here. And so there's 2 minutes left to go in the half, and the Sirens still working on the play there. Chantel Powers in the huddle. And it looks like we'll see what they can come up with next. And so now the officials are blowing the whistle. I'm not sure exactly what's there's some discussion about whether or not what the timing should be. And now they've come to some agreement, so we're going to try and get this game back on the road. Let's see here. Chantel Powers under center. She has the end around at number 22. That's going to be Ashley Sharp. And Ashley is going to roll over a couple of Majestics, pick up about 6 yards before finally being brought down by number 20, Jessica Hanna. So Ashley Sharp there with a good pickup. And the clock's going to continue to run. It's 2nd and 6. And we'll see if Sacramento's going to try and do something here before halftime or just kind of let the clock run down. They've still got about 65 yards to the end zone, so I doubt we're going to see them try any trick plays or throw something up here, but you never know. And it's another end-around, this time off the right side, and it's going to number 27, Julie Shockley. She picks up a few more yards before being brought down by Rachel Gore and a host of other Majestics. So that's going to bring up 3rd and 6th, and it looks like it's probably going to do it here. There's about 45 seconds left, and now we've got another officials discussion. Okay, it looks like Seattle is now taking a timeout. So there's been some confusion here in the first half between the officiating crew. So we'll see if they can't get on the same page here, maybe at halftime, and keep things rolling along a little bit more smoothly. But delays sometimes happen. So right now, the Sirens are going to be facing, it looks like, a 3rd and 3, and the ball is going to be on the 39-yard line, their own 39-yard line. And we've got time for probably one more play here in the first half. So now Chantel Powers breaks the huddle. The Sirens are out. Jenny Kwan in the backfield. They're keeping it tight. Nobody out wide. And here's the snap. It's going to be a give right away to Jenny Kwan and Rachel Gore. Nice right in there and wraps her up at the ankles and gives her maybe a yard or two. So there is, now it looks like there's a timeout. So it's 4th and 3. The Seattle Majestics, it looks like, called another timeout. And they're going to force Sacramento to punt it to them. Probably trying to make something happen there on the on the punt. Now there's still some more discussion. Let's see here. It looks like Jennifer Bloom is out to punt for the Sirens. And they've got, it looks like, Rachel Gore back to receive the punt. Excuse me, that's Adrian Wilson, it looks like. And now they're going to bring him back in to the huddle. And we'll see what they want to do there. So the Sirens are ready to punt. The crowd is restless. And the Majestics are getting some last-second pointers, trying to see if they can't do something to pull a little bit closer to Sacramento before we head in at halftime. And so now they break the huddle again, and it is going to be Gore back to receive now. And Jenny Bloom is ready to kick. Here they come, and the snap is away. It's low, it bounces in front of her. She gets the kickoff, but it's only about 10 or 15 yards. And now it's going to take a Sacramento bounce. So it's going to bounce down. It landed at about the 45, and it's going to bounce down all the way to inside the 30 of Seattle. So with 21 seconds left, the Majestics are going to take over at their own 27 and see if they can't make something happen here. Although with so short amount of time, I doubt they're going to try anything too crazy. We'll see what happens. And so Michael Volk in at quarterback, giving the directions. The Sirens have not shown a formation yet. They're going to wait until they see how the Majestics line up. And it looks like the Majestics will be lining up in the shotgun once again with Sanderson to Michael's right. And here's the snap. Michael drops back, looks, throws. It's tipped up in the air. And that was, who else? Number 59, Lil Gerald, got another hand on it and batted it up, and it's an incomplete pass. So the clock stops with 16 seconds even, and it's 2nd and 10 for the Majestics. And here they come again, Michael Volk in the shotgun. It looks like they're going to try and keep it in the air. Here's the snap. She drops back, looks and throws, and she had Camille ahead, but Camille cut a little too sharply, and Michael Volk's pass falls behind her, incomplete. So it's going to be 3rd down now. The Majestics will line up again in the shotgun. They've got two out on either side, and Sanderson right there beside Michael. Here's the snap. She looks. And she's just going to do a quick little dump off to Crystal Sanderson, who gets out about the 37-yard line, picks up a few yards, comes up about 4 yards shy of the 1st down. And because she steps out of bounds, it's going to stop the clock. So we'll see here what they want to do. I believe that would be now bring up now fourth down. So, and it looks like we're going to have an adjustment. So it's going to be 7 seconds left in the quarter, fourth down, and we'll see what the Majestics do here. All right, so Michael Volk now in the huddle, and it looks like now they've decided to go ahead and call, the Majestics will call their final timeout. So we will go ahead and take just a quick, probably 10 or 15 second break here, and be right back with the last few seconds of the first half here with the Seattle Majestics trailing the Sacramento Sirens. 21-6. And we're back, sports fans. So the Majestics break the huddle here, and they're going to come out at 4th and 10, and it looks like they're going to go for it. So Michael Volk under center, and we'll see what happens here. She drops back, and it is going to be a throw. She's got Crystal Brown out wide, but covered brilliantly by number 24, Trenice Brown-Warren. And so she backed the ball away, and with 1.7 seconds left, the Sirens are going to take over at the Majestics 32. So there's probably time for one more play, and that'll do it. And then we'll have half, and we'll pick it up here on the other side of halftime in just a little bit. Finish up with the second half of this game between the Sirens and the Majestics. Here is the last play of the first half, and it's going to be, it looks like, oh, they fake the end around to Jin Kwon. They've got number 27, down the sideline. It was broken up by Camille Head. The pass from Chantel Bowers intended for Julie Shockley, and that's an incomplete pass. So that will bring the first half to a conclusion, and the score at halftime, the visiting Sacramento Sirens lead the Majestics 21-6, and we will be back in just about 20 minutes to pick up the action in the second half. Stay tuned.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos? Or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
Since I've seen the way the candles light.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos? Or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's iwflfootball.ning.com.
All right, sports fans, we are back with just about 3 minutes to go until we kick off the second half. And so both the Majestics and the Sirens are getting stretched and ready to go. And we did want I do want to go ahead and provide a final for you in the Dallas-Kansas City game. Dallas was leading 21-20 with about 4 minutes left. But the Kansas City Tribe proved too much as they come from behind and beat the Diamonds 28-21. So an exciting game there. And here the Seattle Majestics are facing a 21-6 deficit, but they are coming out and ready to go here to try and pull off an upset of the Sirens and win their home opener for the 2010 season. So So, excuse me. The Majestics are still getting pumped up. The fans, of course, are as loud as ever. And in just a few moments here, they're going to meet at midfield, and we will get the second half underway. And so for right now, we will go ahead and just take another probably two-minute break and be back to the action for you here in just a moment with the kickoff of the second half between the Seattle Majestics and the Sacramento Sirens. And we are just about ready to kick off the second half here. The Sacramento Sirens will be receiving, and they are lined up with Ashley Sharp and number 27, Julie Shockley, back to receive the kick. And now Crystal Brown for the Majestics is all set up and ready to go. So she will be kicking off to either Ashley or Julie. And here we go, the second half about to get underway as the Majestics and the Sirens kick it off. And it's going to skip down the field, and it looks like Ashley Sharp picks it up at about the 20. She reverses course across to the other side of the field, and she is brought down by a group of Majestics at about the 26-yard line. And so it looks like Air Force Crystal Sanderson led the charge there and wrapped up Ashley before she could get too far. So the Sirens will start with a 1st and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Excuse me, 28 they're going to mark it. And the Majestics come out looking to make a statement here with the first drive of the second half. Chantel Powers under center, and she's going to give it off to Julie Kwan, or Jenny Kwan, excuse me, who stumbles up the center for a few yards, gets about 4 yards, and before she's wrapped up by a couple of the Majestics there. So it's going to be Jessica Brule with the tackle, and but not before Jenny Kwan gets another 5 yards on the ground. So 2nd and 5. The Sirens will come out, and let's see what they can do here. Chantel Power again with the handoff. And actually, it looks like some misdirection as she had faked the handoff to Jenny Kwan and then gave it on the end around to Julie Shockley. But Julie is actually looks like she just picks up the 1st down. She picks up 5 yards. And it looks like there's actually a Majestics player injured on the play. That's going to be Jen Brown. And so Jen Brown gets up and is limping off the field. So it looks like we're going to have a substitution here. So the Sirens continue to move the ball effectively on the ground using both that straight-ahead running style of Jenny Kwan and then also the end-around screen plays and, that they're using there. So it's a first and 10, and the Sacramento Sirens have the ball at the 39-yard line, their own 39-yard line. Now they come out with Chantel Powers under center, Jenny Kwan in the backfield. There's some motion, and it looks like Rachel Gore sniffed out that play. It was a handoff to number 22, Ashley Sharp, and Rachel Gore read that play all the way, met her in the backfield almost immediately after the handoff was made, and she wraps her up for a loss. So it's going to be second and 13. And Rachel Gore making another one of those plays that she's just so well known for up here in Seattle. She always seems to be able to find the ball there when she's on defense. So the Sirens now facing a second and 13, and we'll see what they can do. They are going to go ahead and throw it. She has got, it looks like number 88 downfield, Brittany Ramos with a big completion at the Majestics, 45. So that was they faked the handoff to Jenny Kwan and then just went over the Majestics' head, and Chantel Powers able to connect with Brittany Ramos. Excuse me. So it's going to be first and 10, and the Sirens are driving inside the Majestics' half of the field now at the Majestics' 45 with exactly 13 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Now the Sirens break the huddle, and they come out in that familiar set with Jenny Kwan in the backfield, Chantel Powers underneath, under center, and it looks like they've got Ashley Sharp and Julie Shockley on the wideouts ready for some potentially some misdirection and another end around. So let's see what they do here. And they do. They give it on the end around, and that is to Julie Shockley. She picks up a few yards, but it looks like Rachel Gore was there to make the tackle, and Gore was assisted by DJ Jaramillo. So it's going to bring up second and 8, and the Sirens will keep on working away at the Majestics D. And excuse me, a correction on that. It was Zara Gaeta assisting Rachel Gore on that tackle. So now here are the Sirens, and they fake the handoff. She's got a player wide open. That's going to be number 22, Ashley Sharp, and she's in the end zone for a touchdown. So they again used the misdirection, faked the handoff to Jay Kwan, and took it in the air. Chantel Powers connects with number 22, Ashley Sharp, and the Sacramento Sirens score their fourth touchdown of the game. And here is Jennifer Bloom on to attempt the point after. And here is the kick. It's up and it's good. So it is 28-6, and Sacramento continues to look impressive here as they are up on the Majestics now by 22 points. So the lights are on here in the stadium, and the Sacramento Sirens are looking good. The Seattle Majestics are still trying to get some things together. As we said, it's a young team, and they've got a lot of heart, but right now there's some miscommunications and some situations where they're just getting caught out of position, and Sacramento is really able to take advantage of that, and is now that's four drives ending in touchdowns. So Jennifer Bloom on to kick it. She'll be kicking away to either Jackie McCall or number 2, Crystal Brown. And here's the approach. The kick is up, and it's actually a little squib. It's going to bounce down the center of the field. Jackie McCall recovers at the 25, and she is going to be wrapped up right away. That's going to be number 28, Mo Moore, with the tackle. Stopped her dead in her tracks right there at the 31-yard line. So they're going to give her up to the 31, and that's where Seattle will take over. They've got a first down and 10 with just about 12 minutes remaining in the third quarter, and they're trailing 28-6. So it's time for that that majestic offense to make something happen here. And they're going to come out in the shotgun once again. Michael Volk with Sanderson to her right. Rachel Gore in motion. They're going to get to Rachel Gore on the end around. She's out around the 30, has some space on the 40, and she's going to be pushed out of bounds right about the 48-yard line. A good pickup and a majestic first down. So Rachel Gore on the end around from Michael Volk took it around the right side and took that for about 15 yards and a majestic first down. So here come the Majestics once again. We'll see if they can answer that Sacramento drive with a touchdown of their own. Michael Volk once again in the shotgun. Rachel Gore once again in motion. And they're going to give it to Rachel Gore again, but this time she doesn't have quite the same effect. She is going to be tackled by a group of sirens led by number 99, Nadine Vella. And they meet her right at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be second down and 10. So second and 10, the Majestics will keep both Gore and Volk in the game and see if they can make something happen here. And they're still working away in the huddle. They've got about 20 seconds left on the play clock. Here they break the huddle and come to the line. It looks like we're going to be going in the shotgun once again. And this time Gore stays put, and now she moves in motion. She comes around to join on Michael's left, and they're going to go ahead and fake the handoff to Gore. They hand it off to Crystal Sanderson, but number 58, it looks like, or excuse me, 59, Lil Gerald, once again, she's all over the place, and she wraps her up behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a loss of about 5 on the play. And so Crystal Sanderson unable to get away, and that puts the Majestics down in a deep hole here on third down. Crystal Brown checks into the game for the Majestics, and now they're going to try and see what they can come up with here on third down. The clock continues to run, less than 10 minutes to go in the third. The Majestics come to the line now. Michael Volk under center. She's got Sanderson back in the backfield, and she's going to be looking to air it out. She puts a bullet, but it's just a little too short, bounces off the turf, and Crystal Brown was unable to come away with the ball. So the Majestics now facing a 4th-and-15. So the Sirens will have Julie Shockley back to field the punt. Majestic still on their own half. They're at about their own 43-yard line. And we'll see if they have corrected some of the punting problems that they had in the first half and see if they can make something work here. So now they've come out, and they've again got number 29, and that would be Josie Winkle punting. Here's the snap. The kick is away. It's good. It's long. And it's going to bounce at about the 35. And they're going to let that roll. Julie Shockley didn't want any of that. And it takes a majestic bounce and is down by Camille Head at the 15-yard line. So Sacramento will begin first and 10 at their own. Actually, they're going to make it the 16. So it's going to be at the 16-yard line. And Sacramento will come out and try and put together another touchdown drive. We'll see if this Majestics defense can get back to the form they were in that second quarter where they forced two turnovers and a punt from this Sirens offense. And here is Chantel Powers once again under center. She is going to give it off to Jenny Kwan, and Jenny Kwan bulldozes her way for about 5 yards before Rachel Gore and number 58, Jessica Brule, combine to make the stop. So that's going to give them a second and 5 at the 20-yard line. And the clock continues to run. And we will see what the Majestics can make happen here on this defensive stance. Now the Sirens break the huddle. And Chantel Powers under center. Here's the snap. And it's a handoff. And it looks like that is to number 27. That would be Julie Shockley, but she is not getting anywhere. And Steph Nelson from the Majestics with the tackle. So that play goes nowhere. And it looks like now they're bringing in Terlina Wolf at quarterback for the Sirens. So Chantel will have a seat, and Terlina Wolf will be in at quarterback for the Sirens. And now Terlina again under center. Jenny Kwan to the at her back. And there's some misdirection, but it looks like more of the Sirens players bumping into each other. And S.A. Sessipasara wastes no time in bringing that play to an end. And so the Majestics will hold and force the Sirens to punt. So a good stand there from the Majestics. And now the ball is at about the 18-yard line of the Sirens. Back to kick is Jennifer Bloom. And back to receive for the Majestics at about the 45-yard line of Sacramento is Rachel Gore. The ball is up over her head, and that's going to go out of the end zone for a safety. So the Majestics are able to take advantage of a miscue on Sacramento's side. The ball was just snapped up and over her head. It was probably about 10 feet high. There was just no way she was going to get to that. And because of where they were on the field, the ball just rolls right out of the end zone, out the back of the end zone. And now Sacramento is up 28-8. So the Majestics will get the ball. And they've got the 2 points off the safety there off of Sacramento miscue. And we'll see if they can build on some of that momentum and put one in the end zone. All right. And so, fans, don't forget, this is just the second week of the season. There's still 6 regular season games to go for the teams. And then after that, it all goes down to the playoffs where we build up to the IWFL Championship, once again going to be in Texas this year. So we'll see if the Kansas City Tribe can repeat as they look strong again this year. Once again, the Kansas City Tribe a little bit earlier today took care of business and beat the Dallas Diamonds 28-21. So that's another good-looking team. And, of course, over in the East, the D.C. Divas were the Eastern Conference champions from last year. And there's going to be no shortage of tough competition in both conferences. So here come the Sacramento Sirens out to kick. And, of course, because of the safety, they're going to be back, way back in their own end. And so the Majestics will likely get good field position on this. So let's see what happens here. Jennifer Bloom to punt, and here's the kick. And it is going to go out of bounds, actually, and that was never touched. So it just went almost immediately to her left, bounced out around the 44-yard line of Sacramento. And so now there's a flag on the play. The official's talking it over. And we'll see where this eventually winds up. So a couple of issues with the Sacramento kicking game, and we'll see if they can right the ship and get back to the usually mistake-free football that we've seen from them so far in this game. Now, there's still some discussion between the officiating crew, so we'll wait to see exactly what they what they're discussing and what they want to do. We've got about 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Seattle trails 28-8, but it looks like they will begin this drive with the ball in Sacramento's half of the field. So it looks like the penalty is declined, and so basically the Majestics will get the ball where it went out of bounds. That'll be at the Sacramento 44. So that's where they'll begin, 1st and 10. And now this crowd is trying to rally the Majestics and get this offensive drive off to a good start. The play clock is ticking down, approaching about 20 seconds left. And now the Majestics break the huddle. And they're taking a look at it. It looks like it's going to be Michael Volk once again in the shotgun. Here is the play. She's going to pitch it off. It's an option to Crystal Air Force Sanderson. And Crystal Sanderson is wrapped up pretty much right away. That was Natalie Bollinger with the tackle. And also in on the play, number 56, Michelle Machado. So she's going to be wrapped up behind the line. Michael Volk took it and tried to the left, started to make a break, and then pitched it out to Crystal Sanderson. But they could not get past the line of scrimmage. So once again, the Sacramento Sirens defensive line is holding steady. It's going to be 2nd and 11. And here come the Majestics. This time it's going to be Michael Volk under center. She's got Camille Head and Rachel Gore outside, and she's going to give to Crystal Sanderson once again. And Crystal Sanderson bowls forward, and she is gang tackled again. It looks like number 59, none other than Lil Gerald, is in the middle there to stop that play up. So it's going to be 3rd and 10, and we'll see what the Majestics dial up here as they try to make something happen after that safety. So they have the ball at the, looks like the 43-yard line of Sacramento, and they've got a 3rd and 10 to try and keep, or excuse me, a 3rd and 9 to try and keep this drive alive. So Michael Volk again under center. She's got Sanderson at her back. Gore and Camille Head out wide. Take handoff to Crystal Sanderson. Here's Gore rolling around, finds Steph Nelson open. She's got her for about a 2 or 3 yard gain, but she is wrapped up right away. And that was Mo Moore on the tackle there for the Sirens. So that's going to bring up 4th down, about 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. And the Sirens look to be back to receive another Majestics punt. So now the Sirens back to receive is going to be number 27, Julie Shackley. And to kick for the Majestics, once again, it's going to be number 29, and here is the kick. It's up. This one is a good one. It bounces at the 20, and now Julie Shockley is going to grab it, but she is nailed right away by Camille Head. So the ball bounced at about the 20. Julie grabbed it at the 17, and right almost immediately Camille Head came in and put a good hit on her that made sure she had no chance for a return. So the Sacramento Sirens find themselves in a familiar position, back in their own 20, within their own 20-yard line. They're actually at the 17, and here they come. It's going to be, it looks like, Chantel Powers, once again, back in at quarterback. She's going to hand off to Jimmy Kwan, who is immediately tackled by Jessica Hanna, brought down. She may have gained about a yard or two, but the Majestics defense held steady and was able to stand up the big running back, Kwan, and bring her to the ground almost immediately. So now here come the sirens once again. Chantel Powers again in at quarterback under center. And here's the snap. She is going to give it to number 22. That's Ashley Sharp. Ashley Sharp around the left side, and she stood up by a wall of majestics. She picks up a few yards, but short of the first down. So she is going to be, looks like probably about 4 yards shy of the first down. So that'll bring up third down. And we're approaching just about 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. The Sirens leading 28-8, and they're driving. They're about their own 23-yard line. Here they come, the third down play. Chantel Powers under center. And she's going to fake the give to Jenny Kwan, keep it herself, and she is going to be out around past the first down marker. She's got a run of about 5 yards. And so she picks up the first down, and it looks like Steph Nelson and Beth Carroll combined on the tackle to bring her down, but not before Chantel could pick up the first down for Sacramento. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout. So Seattle is taking a timeout. It's going to be 1st and 10, Sacramento. They're driving when we return here in just about a minute. And we're back. So the after the timeout, the Sirens are out. They've got a 1st and 10. And they're at their own 28-yard line. And now Jenny Kwan has it. She's up the center of the field, broken free. She's at midfield. Camille Head is chasing. She jumps and just misses, but she's able to slow her down enough that it looks like Jazzy Areola was able to catch up with Jenny Kwan at about the 20-yard line. So Jenny Kwan once again puts her feet down and picks up a huge first down, a big gashy run up the center of the field. And the Majestics the Sirens now have a 1st and 10 at the Majestics' 23-yard line. So we'll see what they can do here. There's still 2.5 minutes left of the third quarter. They've already scored once this quarter, and they're trying to put in another one. So here is the handoff, this time at number 27, Julie Shockley. And Julie is wrapped up after a pickup of just a couple of yards. It looks like Beth Carroll brought her down, and Jen Brown also in on the tackle. So it's going to bring up 2nd and 6, so she picks up about 4 yards on that run. Brings them to within the red zone, once again. And this Majestic defense is going to try and hold strong here. Let's see what Sacramento dials up. Chantel Powers under center. And she's got number 22, Ashley Sharp, out on the side. Fakes the handoff to Ashley Sharp, and she's going to hit number 27, that's Julie Shockley once again. And Julie is brought down by a couple of Majestics defenders, but it looks like she did pick up the first down there. And so that's going to be a 1st down for Sacramento at the Seattle 6-yard line. That was Julie Shockley again with the reception. And so now they've got a 1st and goal at the 6. Chantel Powers with Jenny Kwan in the backfield again. And now there's some motion they're going to give to Jenny Kwan. She's going to take it right up the center, and practically untouched, she bolts into the end zone. It's another Sacramento touchdown. So Sacramento having all kinds of success with their ground game today. And now Jennifer Bloom is out to attempt the point after. That would make it a 35-8 game. So we'll see if she can. She's 4-for-4 so far. The Majestics get some pressure, but it's not enough. She gets the kick up, and it's good. So she is 5-for-5 on the night, and the Sacramento Sirens are in control of this one. It's 35-8, and we still got about a minute and a half left to go in the third quarter. So the Majestics back on the sidelines talking over the game plan. And it looks like we're going to have Crystal Brown and number 19, Jackie McCall, back to receive the kick. And so now there's some last second substitutions on the Majestic side, and then Jennifer Bloom will go ahead and kick it off for the Sirens. The kick is up, and it's good, and it looks like Jackie McCall takes the ball at about the 20, up the center of the field to about the 42-yard line before she's brought down by number 88, Brittany Ramos. So the Majestics take over first and 10. And we'll see if they can answer. That's now two consecutive touchdowns by Sacramento following following that Seattle safety. So the Majestics now find themselves in a hole 35-8, and they will come out here and try to make something happen. Michael Volk is under center. She's got Crystal Sanderson behind her, and they've got a bunch set, three to the left. And here it looks like somebody moved a little bit early on the Majestic side. The pass was intended for Crystal Brown from Michael Volk. It was incomplete, but it looks like maybe Camille Head or one of the other Majestic's wide receivers may have jumped a little bit early. And so we'll see what the flag is. Okay, it actually looks like it's going to be against Sacramento, so it's offsides. And that might have been why they went a little bit early. But it's a penalty against Sacramento. So now they're going to talk it over and march off the yards. And so this should give the Majestics a bit of a boost. It will be first and 5. And it's going to be the ball on the Majestics' 46-yard line. So we'll see if the Majestics try and keep it on the ground with maybe Air Force One or Rachel Gore, or if they decide to go to the air, as they have plenty of times tonight. They've had some success so far. We'll see if they can make something happen here. Michael Volk under center. She's got Rachel Gore out to the left, three receivers out to her right, and then Crystal Sanderson in the backfield. She's looking, looks off, and she has an in-around, a short little dump off to Crystal Sanderson, who's out around midfield and gets the first down for the Majestics, picks up about 8 yards, puts it into Sacramento territory, and moves those chains. So the Majestics take the 5-yard gift that Sacramento gave them with that offside and convert a first down. Now Rachel Gore going over to the sideline, getting some information from the coaches, going to bring it back to the huddle. And Michael Volk and her teammates will try and make something happen here. They've got less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Michael Volk would get under center. And here's the snap. She's looking to throw once again. She's got Rachel Gore, and Rachel Gore gets tangled up with number 80 in the backfield, Angie Patton. And there's a lot of discussion because she had a play on the ball, and it appeared that number 80 just got tripped up. You know, the two of them got tripped up and tangled up. But The referees decide not to make a call on that one. Not sure about that, but so it is going to remain the ball at the Sacramento 40. Looks like the 47-yard line. It's going to be a second down. And the crowd is letting the referees hear it. They're not too happy with that last series there. They think the refs should have thrown the flag. But we'll see what happens here. The Majestics will have to bounce back and try and put something together here. They still got 10 yards to go to get to a first down. Michael Volk in the shotgun. Here's the snap. She's got all kinds of time. Looks, throws, and she has, it looks like, I can't exactly tell who it is, but Amy Williams made the tackle. But it looks like the Majestics do pick up about 9 yards on that. And it looks like Josie Winkle got the with the reception. So it's going to be third, and they're going to say third and two. And it looks like that's going to be the last play of the third quarter here as the clock winds down. And so we go to the fourth quarter with the Majestics driving, but Sacramento out in front, 35-8. So we're going to take about a two-minute break and switch sides, and we'll be back with Sacramento and Seattle. And we are back here in Seattle. The Sacramento Sirens on defense, and the Majestics are looking to convert. They've got third and two. They're in Sacramento territory at about the 38. And so here is a crucial third down to help keep this drive alive. It's a handoff to Air Force Sanderson. She is up. And up the center of the field and has about a yard or two, but there is a flag, and it was a flag in on the tackle. The officials indicating a first down, but they're also going to have to talk over that flag. I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but Air Force appears to have a first down, and we'll see what the call is here. And it looks like it's a personal foul of face mask against Sacramento. So on that tackle, somebody got a hold of the face mask, so that's going to give Seattle some extra yardage there and give them the first down. So they continue the drive, and as we start this fourth quarter, they're looking to hopefully pull closer to Sacramento. Yeah, let's see what they can do here. So the ball is now at about the 21-yard line of Sacramento, and Michael Volk back in shotgun, Crystal Sanderson to her right, two wide on either side. Here's the look, and it's going to be a dump off again to Sanderson. She threw it a little behind her, and Crystal Sanderson could not make that catch. So an incomplete pass brings up second down. So the Majestics once again trying to work on the timing. And there's been a couple of passes this game that have been just a little bit behind or in front of the receiver. And it's made it difficult for the Majestics to get anything going consistently. So we'll see what happens here. It's second and 10. And the ball just outside the 20 of Sacramento. Once again from the shotgun, here's Michael Volk with pressure. She gets it out to Rachel Gore. Rachel Gore spinning, evading a couple of tackles. Finally brought down at the 14-yard line by, you guessed it, number 59, Lil Gerald. So I think that's about the 16th tackle that Gerald has, in addition to a couple of tip passes and that interception in the second quarter. So she is having herself a heck of a night tonight for the Sacramento defense. And now Crystal Brown checks into the game for the Majestics. She is bringing in the new plays, and we'll see what Michael Volk and her teammates can come up with here. So they're going to have a third down and about two, and they're at the 14-yard line. It's a snap and a handoff to Crystal Sanderson once again, and we'll see where they mark it. She was hit just about right away. Looked like Amy Williams came up and made the tackle. The question is going to be, is it enough for that first down? And it looks like not. She was stopped just short. So they're going to give it a fourth and one. And we'll see if the Majestics can convert this fourth down and hopefully put the ball in the end zone. And the crowd is chanting and trying to rally this offense. They want another touchdown. They had one earlier. And Michael Volk now under center. We'll see what they can do. They give it to Air Force Anderson. She breaks up the center and gets all the way down about the 5-yard line before she's met by number 33, Denise Grandison. And the Majestics convert. So that's a first and goal. They've got the ball at the, just on the other side of the 5-yard line, so a little short of 6 yards to go. First and goal, and Michael Volk again under center. Here's the snap. She's going to give it to Crystal Sanderson again, and Sanderson dives ahead for a couple of yards, and then the front line of the Sacramento Sirens puts a stop to that. So she gets about 2 yards, brings up second and four. The clock continues to run, just about 12 and a half minutes left in the game. Sacramento is ahead comfortably, 35-8. But the Majestics want to make sure that they don't give up anything easily. So they're keep pushing and going to keep trying to get in the end zone one more time. And now Michael Volk, it looks like there's some confusion as far as the play calling. So she's going to take a timeout and talk it over with the coaches. So some discussion there. And let's see what they want to talk about. So and it looks like there's once again some discussion from the officials. So it's a timeout for the Majestics, some talking on the sidelines between the officials and the coaches. And so we're going to go ahead and take a break because it looks like there's a discussion between the officials and the coaching staff. We'll let them work it out, and we'll be back here in just a minute or two. They have discussed and gotten to the bottom of whatever it is the officials and the Majestics coaches needed to. And it looks like we're just about ready to get back to the game. It's going to be second and goal at the 4-yard line, just about 12 minutes left. And it looks like there's still some personnel situations with the Majestics. And they make a couple of substitutions. And now they're ready. So Michael Volk under center, Air Force One, Crystal Sanderson behind her. Here's the snap. She's going to be, oh, my goodness. the Sacramento Sirens brought just about the entire team and overpowered that Majestic's offensive line. Michael Volk is sacked, and it looks like she might be a little roughed up. Nope, now she's getting her feet, dusts herself off. But that is going to be, they're going to not only lose about 5 yards, but, and now it looks like actually one of the players on the Majestics, it looks like Michael Volk has actually gone back down. So we are going to try and find out exactly what happened here. She was up and walking around, and then it looks like she just dropped. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what's going on here. And the medical staff is now out on the field. So Michael Volk, it looks like, took a shot from a couple of Sacramento players as the Sirens brought about 7 people on the blitz and were able to get clean through to her with about 2 or 3 people. So she is down. The team, of course, down around her, and we're still waiting to figure out what happened. Hopefully it's just a situation where she got the wind knocked out of her. She is moving, and like I said, she stood up first, and it looks like she's being helped to her feet now. So it looked a lot more serious, but it looks like maybe she just got the wind knocked out of her. She popped right up after the sack, but then went down just a few moments later. But she's off. She's on, moving on her own power, and is coming off the field unassisted. So good news there. The starting quarterback for this for the Seattle Majestic, Michael Volk, looks like she just got the wind knocked out of her. So the Majestics will go back to work. They've got a 3rd and goal. It's going to be at the 10-yard line. And we'll see who they put in. Probably Rachel Gore will be filling in at quarterback, and it is. So Gore is going to be in at quarterback under center. She's going to have Crystal Sanderson behind her as the running back. And then she's got Camille Head to her left and touchdown Crystal Brown off on her right. So we'll see if they can convert. It's 3rd and goal. And the play is set up, and it looks like we're just about ready to go after that injury disruption there. So we'll keep you posted on how Michael's doing. She's up, moving around, and getting a breather. So we'll see if Rachel Gore can do something in her place. Here's the snap. Rachel Gore, again, they bring people. She lofts it up, and it looks like, oh, just off the fingertips, Crystal Brown at number 22 for the Sirens. That would be Ashley Sharp. Ashley Sharp was able to get her fingertips on it, and the ball popped up, and Crystal Brown and Ashley went after it, and neither one was able to come away with it, so the ball drops in between them. It's going to be incomplete. So the Majestics now face a 4th and goal at the Sacramento 10. And Rachel will stay in at quarterback. She's calling the play right now, getting everybody in the position. They break the huddle. And so it's going to be Rachel Gore under center. She's got Crystal Sanderson in the backfield, and then Crystal Brown and Camille Head as wideouts. Now there's some movement, and there's flags all over the place. I can't really tell who moved first, but there was movement on both sides of the line, so we'll see what the call is. Okay, and it's going to be a false start on Seattle. So Seattle shoots themselves in the foot once again, and they're going to be backing it up a few more yards. So we'll remain 4th down. It'll be 4th and 15. And the, or excuse me, 4th and goal at the 15. And the Majestics will continue to work with Rachel Gore in at quarterback. Michael Volk still on the sideline and talking with some of the trainers, but she looks to be in good spirits. And so now Rachel Gore will, under center, take the snaps and see. Oh, and it looks like she botched it, but then tosses it up, and she just throws it up, and it's going to be intercepted by number 20, it looks like 28 of the Sirens. She intercepted it at the 5-yard line, and that was Mo Moore. Rachel Gore took the botched snap, and then just kind of threw it up. And Mo Moore picked it off at about the 7-yard line, returned it all the way out to about the 26 before she was dragged down. So, again, the pressure of Sacramento, their front squad getting to the Majestics and putting the pressure on. So here is the handoff. It's going to be an end around to number 22, and that is Ashley Sharp. So Ashley Sharp picks up a couple of yards, and it's an end around off to the right side. So the clock continues to run. The Sirens squarely in command here. They've got the ball and the lead, 35-8. And so number two, Chantel Powers, is once again the quarterback for the Sirens. They're making some substitutions, and they will probably break the huddle here in just a moment. Show us what they're going to do next. Under center, Chantel Powers. She's got Jenny Kwan in the backfield. And it looks like they're going to give it this time to Jenny Kwan. And excuse me, actually, that was number five, Kim Dale, that they gave it. And Renee Roddick with the tackle there. So, and it looks like, unfortunately, there's a Sirens player down, number four. That's Natalie Bollinger. And she looks like maybe she hurt her ankle. She's being helped off the field now. And so that is number 52. That's going to be Christine Bonnell Holden. So my apologies on the wrong number there earlier. That's 52, the injured player. She's off on the sidelines now. And Chantel Powers and crew will go back to work. They've got a third and three, and the ball is at the Sacramento 39. And now it looks like there's some confusion because the play clock is still running. It's down to about 20, and they had broken the huddle, come out to the line, and then went back into a huddle for a brief moment. Now they've got about 9 seconds left on the play clock. They get the ball, or they get the playoff, and it's a handoff, but Rachel Gore sniffed it out right away, got in the backfield there, and the run there to Kim Dale, or the handoff there to Kim Dale, went nowhere. She was dragged down by Rachel Gore almost immediately, so it brings up a fourth down. So the Majestics will force the Sirens to punt, and now it looks like back to receive is Rachel Gore. And we'll see what if she can make something happen. Here's another snap that is way over the head of the 121, and it's still, the ball is loose. There's a scramble for the ball right now, and it looks like they're still having to peel people off. Camille Head was right in there. Obviously, number 21, Jennifer Bloom for the Sacramento Sirens tried to get the ball on the ball. And we still don't have, and it is, it's recovered by the Seattle Majestics. So, again, some miscommunications and some snafus on the snap for the punting unit of Sacramento. It was once again way over Jennifer's head, and she did all she could to cover up the ball. But there were too many Majestics in the backfield there, and Camille Head came up with that recovery for Seattle. So Seattle will have a first down and 10. They've got excellent field position at the 14 of Sacramento, and we'll see if they can make something happen this time. Rachel Gore under center, Air Force back behind her, and two wideouts to her left, one to her right. Here's the snap. She drops back, looks, she's under pressure, throws, and this time it's almost picked off once again. It was intended for number 29 of the Majestics, Josie Winkle. But it looks like the Sacramento defense holds up once again. It looks like number 20, Amy Williams, got in there and just broke up that pass. She could have gotten a little bit more of her hand on it. She very, very well had just taken that right back because she was over on the right side of the field, and there was nobody in front of her between her and the goal had she been able to make that interception. Either way, a good defensive stop by Sacramento, and it's second down and 10 for the Majestics. Rachel Gore now in the shotgun. She's got an empty backfield, and there's some movement from Camille Head. And now we've got somebody who – oh, and there is there was a early movement, and then and apparently a Sacramento Sirens player, number 69, just came across and completely nailed one of the Seattle players way after the play was over. So let's see what we have here. It's going to be a false start on Seattle, and it looks like the refs are going to look the other way on the hit that came from Sacramento about a minute after the flags had been thrown. So now it's going to be false start. Without false start, it backs the Majestics up. It's still second down, and Rachel Gore back from the shotgun. Let's see what she can do. She's going to keep it, and she's going to try around the right side, but she's going to be wrapped up. It's going to be Arlene Cobra, number 35 for the Sirens, and Rachel got maybe a couple of yards on that, but there was no getting by that Sacramento Sirens defense. So that's going to bring up third down. It's technically third down and 16 yards to go for that first down. And so the Majestics are going to try and move in the right direction this time and get something going. So Rachel Gore and Steph Nelson in the game. Steph Nelson checking in. And we'll see what Seattle has up their sleeves for third down and 16. Not the situation you want to find yourself in. And we'll see if they can turn it into something positive here. So Rachel Gore back in the shotgun. And the snap almost up above her head. Once again, she is getting all kinds of pressure from the Sacramento Sirens. She puts the ball up. It's over Steph Nelson's head. And that falls incomplete. But once again, there were two or three Sacramento Sirens who were able to get through that offensive line and put pressure on Rachel Gore. So she just had to throw it away. They're looking now at fourth and 16. It is there's about 7.5 minutes left in the game. And again, Sacramento ahead 35-8. So Seattle now obviously done this much, just trying to play for some pride. And we'll see if they can put some points on the board here. But they are facing a huge fourth down and 16, and Sacramento has been able to get a lot of pressure on them recently. So we'll see if they can make some adjustments here. Rachel Gore in the shotgun formation, and here is the snap. She's got pressure again, gets it away this time to Crystal Sanderson, who is run out of bounds by number 20, and that is Amy Williams came up, ran her out of bounds before she could even get back to the original line of scrimmage back before the penalties. So the ball goes over to Sacramento on downs, and we'll see what they can do here. And it looks like now we've got another, some more discussion from the officials. So we'll see what's going on here. And it looks like they had some clock issues, so they're going to reset the clock. There's 7.5 minutes exactly left in the game. Sacramento is going to take over on their own 16-yard line. And they will come out. They've got two people in the backfield there, Jenny Kwan, and then it also looks like Wendy Marrier. So here is the snap. They're going to give it to number 36, and that is Linnea Noah. And she is rumbled up for about a five-yard gain. And number 19, McCall, with the stop for the Majestics. So the Sirens just keep the ball on the ground, keep the clock running, and it's second and 5. It looks like they have gone back to number 8, Trelina Wolf, for the quarterback. So Trelina is going to be in and is calling the play right now in the huddle. She's rallying the troops. and the Majestics trying to make some adjustments and put a stop to the Sacramento drive. Sacramento's had a lot of success on the ground so far, and now Trelina under center. Here's the snap. She is, it looks like she just got the handoff. Rachel Gore managed to get a hold of Trelina, but not before Trelina could get the handoff. And S.A. Sessa Passara for the Majestics brings down the ball carrier and stops her about a yard or two short of the first down. So the clock continues to run. It's less than 6 minutes left in the game. Third down and about 2 yards to go. The ball is sitting at about the 24-yard line of Sacramento. And Sacramento's making some last-second adjustments here, bringing in a couple of players. And we'll see what they come up with here on third and two. They're just letting the clock run down and the play clock run down as much as possible. And taking their time in getting the play in and getting set up. So now they break the huddle and come out. They've got Trelina, it looks like, under center once again. And she has got Linnea Noah in the backfield. Here is the handoff, and she gives it to Linnea, and Linnea is wrapped up by Rachel Gore and tackled basically for no gain. So it looks like the Majestics will hold. It's fourth down and two. And Sacramento, it looks like, will send on the punt team. So Sacramento unable to get out of their own half, and they will be punting away. So Rachel Gore back to receive the kick. She's back at midfield. Number 21, Jennifer Bloom, in the kick for the Sirens. Let's see what happens. And now the snap right in the right place. She gets the kick away. It's a bouncing kick. It bounces down to about midfield, and that's where the Sacramento Sirens will down it. So it's going to be Seattle's ball right at midfield, and we've got about 4 minutes and 20 seconds left. So the clock winding down here on the Seattle Majestics home opener for 2010, and it looks like the Sirens will break that four-game losing streak that they had to Seattle, and they are up now 35-8 and looking to put the stop on another Seattle drive. So we'll see if Seattle is able to make something happen here. And to their credit, the fans, regardless of the score, there's still a lot of fans left in the stands. This team has a lot of energy, and the fans have a lot of heart as well. So let's see what we can, what they can make happen here. The Majestics break the huddle. The ball at midfield, first and 10. Rachel Gore in under center. And here is the snap. She takes it and is going to be giving it off to Air Force Anderson. And she rumbles ahead for about 5 yards before being brought down by a host of Sacramento Sirens. Among them, Kimberly Bradshaw, number 91. And excuse me, that was Renee Roddick with the carry instead of Crystal Sanderson. They did a little misdirection there. So Crystal Brown now checks into the game for Seattle. It is second and 5 with the ball at the Sacramento 45. Rachel Gore once again giving instructions in the huddle. Michael Volk is still on the sidelines and looks like she's probably done for the night. And let's see what Rachel Gore can cook up here. So Rachel Gore under center. She's got Renee Rada back behind her. Crystal Brown in motion. It's a pitch out to Renee. Renee on the right side, and she gets about 3 or 4 yards before number 59 for the Sirens. Lil Jarrell gets another tackle. And it's going to be about third and two, with the ball on the Sacramento's 42-yard line. The clock continues to run, now under 3 minutes left. And here they come, Rachel Gore under center. Here's the snap. to hand off Trinity Roddick, and she initially got hit by a number 59 Lynn Jarrell. She spun off her and then managed to get the first down, so she just kept her legs going. Lil had hit her up top, and Renee was able to spin out of that and go forward, but then Lil managed to trip her up as she went by, but not before Renee could get that first down. So the Majestics moved the chains, stopped the clock momentarily, and we're at about 2.5 minutes left, and the Majestics are driving there. So here is Rachel Gore, still in the huddle, giving the instructions. The clock continuing to run, approaching 2 minutes. This will probably be the last play before the two-minute warning. Rachel Gore under center, Renee Roddick in the backfield. Here's the snap. She fakes the handoff to Renee. She's looking long. She's going to throw it out wide to number 32, Angie Andrew, but she overthrew Angie, and so it falls incomplete. And that actually 2 minutes and 2 seconds left. So there's one more play before the two-minute warning. It's second and 10 with the ball at the 37-yard line of Sacramento. So the crowd continuing to yell and make some noise for their Seattle team. And the Majestics now break the huddle. Rachel Gore is under center, and she's got Camille Head and Crystal Brown on either side. She, it looks like she was trying to hand off to Renee Roddick. There was some miscommunication. The ball is free, and it looks like there's some pushing and shoving now. There is a pile on the pigskin, and we'll wait and see who came up with it. Rachel Gore tried to make the handoff to Renee Roddick, and they just got mixed up there, and the ball just bounced free. So at this point, it looks like they're just going to keep the clock going. The Majestics will maintain possession, and it looks like they are now at third down. So let's see what happens here. So now it looks like there's again some discussion among the officials. They've stopped the clock. There's a minute and 44 seconds left. And so now I'm not sure exactly what's happening here, but the officials are, looks like it has some, they're going to actually have the clock rewound. So he was having some trouble with the microphone, it appears, and so now they're going to take an official's timeout to get this all resolved. So we're going to take about a minute break, let the officials and the clock people get everything wound up, and then we'll be back for the last 2 minutes of the Majestics and the Sirens. Okay, and we are back. We're set at 1 minute 54 seconds left in the game. The Majestics, 3rd and 10, and Rachel Gore under center. Here's the snap. And almost immediately, she is beset by a whole bunch of Sirens defenders, led by number 23, Noriko Kakura. And so she has to get the pass away. It goes over Camille Head's head. And so it's an incomplete pass, brings up 4th and 10 with about a minute 50 left to go. So once again, the Sacramento Sirens are getting a lot of pressure. They're getting a lot of people through the Majestics offensive line. And almost immediately after the ball is snapped, there is a Sirens defender in the backfield. So the Sirens continue to put pressure on the Majestics. And the Majestics now going for it on fourth down. Rachel Gore under center. And here is the snap. She's looking, and she's going to have some blocking this time. She's got a few moments. She gets it off to Crystal Brown, who weaves her way through and manages to pick up a first down. It looked like she was going to be hit about 3 or 4 yards short, but she put on a couple of moves, was able to shake number 80, Angie Patton, and then was able to get the first down before being dragged down by Amy Williams for the Sirens. So the Majestics able to convert on that fourth down. They finally got some Rachel Gore some protection. She was able to connect with Crystal Brown, and then Crystal put on a few shake-and-bake moves and was able to pick up that first down. So the clock continues to run, 1:20 left. Our score, Sacramento 35, Seattle 8. But Seattle is still driving, still wanting to make sure that they go out fighting to the last moment. And so now Gore under center. Here's the snap, and it looks like it was botched and bobbled, but she's recovered. Rachel Gore now with some time. She looks, throws, and has Crystal Brown open in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Seattle. So with less than 1 minute left, Seattle gets that second touchdown. It's Rachel Gore to Crystal Brown. And finally, with the protection that she needed, Rachel was able to find Crystal Brown in the back of the end zone. So now we'll see what they're going to do. The score is right now 35-14. And we'll see if they're going to go for two, if they want to try another field or a point after. Their previous point after was blocked. So it looks like they are going to kick it. It's going to, again, be Crystal Brown with a kick, Rachel Gore holding. And we'll see if they're able to convert on this one. Here is the snap. The kick is up, and it is blocked once again. So the kick is blocked. The ball is still loose, and now there's a scramble for the ball. It looks like Rachel Gore recovers, but it doesn't do any good. So the score will remain 35-14, the Sirens in the lead. And so the Majestics get some last-second points and help add to the score there. But Sacramento is going to go on to win this game. And the Majestics will go to 0-2 on the season, and they will be looking to bounce back and get on the winning track here in next week. And that's going to be actually they've got a bye next week, so the next game is going to be at Portland. We'll see if they can get into their winning ways against their closest Pacific Division rival, the Portland Shockwaves. So here the Sacramento Sirens come out. They're ready to receive. They've got Ashley Sharp back to receive the kick. They've also got number 27, Julie Shockley. And the Majestics, Crystal Brown, will be kicking off with less than 1 minute left to go here in the game. So here is Crystal Brown with the kick. Ready to go. And here is the kick. It is away, and it's going to be number 22, Ashley Sharp, with the ball. She's got it out around the side, out around midfield, and she is finally taken out of bounds at midfield. So she grabbed the ball at about the 20, made a beeline for the right sideline, her team sideline, and just shot up the sideline to about midfield before she was ridden out by a couple of Majestics defenders. Heather Gallimore led the charge for the Majestics. Okay, so about 46 seconds left to go. And the Sirens out at midfield, the officials having another conference, and we'll see what happens when they decide to put the ball down to get this drive underway. Okay, it looks like there is some communication between the official. He again looks to be having some microphone problems. I couldn't see any distinguishable signal, but it looks like they're backing the sirens up. So it looks like there might have been a block in the back, perhaps, but it brings them all the way back from midfield to the 31-yard line. So they are going to be at their own 31, first down and 10. And we'll see what happens here. So once again, Charlena Wolf is in under center. And she's got, it looks like, her number 27, Julie Shockley, back in the backfield. And they're just going to take a knee here and let the clock run out. So there's less than 40 seconds left. It looks like that'll probably do it for the game. And so your final here looks like it's going to be 35-14. The Sacramento Sirens come up to Seattle, where they have not won for 2 years, and come away with a convincing win. They had a lot of great physical running and some strong defense. And this young Seattle team, mostly rookies, looks like they've got some growing pains yet to go. But they do show a lot of heart, and they have a lot of promise here. So your final is going to be 35-14 from Seattle. And thank you very much for listening, and have a good night, everybody.